Welcome back to The National Defense. I'm Nate Herron. And, you know, this summer has been an interesting summer for entertainment. And I've certainly been very busy with most of the stuff that you guys know that we do here at The National Defense. But stumbled across a show that my wife, who's a giant fan of Shania Twain, told me about. And now I've gone and watched every single episode. And it is Superfan, airing on CBS and the Paramount Plus Network. And we are joined by one of the hosts of Superfan, Kelty Knight. Welcome, Kelty.
Thank you so much for having me.
So this show is, it's interesting. I tried to explain to some of the folks that I work with what the show was. They're like, well, they said it's a reality show. I said, well, to me, it almost feels more like a game show. Would you agree with that? Or how would you describe Superfan to someone who hasn't seen it?
I describe Superfan as a musical special disguised as a game show.
Okay.
So you feel like you're watching this 1 hour, like you said, your wife liked the Shania Twain episode. We have the biggest stars in the world. We just had Pitbull on. And so it's a musical celebration of their music and their life, and you get to see them perform, and it's big and fancy and shiny floor. But at its heart, it's a game show. We've searched the country for the biggest super fans of these artists, and they compete through multiple rounds of gameplay. They have to, you know a second of music and guess what the song is. They have to see a blurry image of the artist from some iconic point in their career and guess what that moment is. And so you can play along at home, which is really, really fun. And then at the end is social media, Twitter. The final two are voted on by America on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
So it's really gotten this beautiful community around it. And I'm sure your wife was probably yelling at the TV being like, it should have been this person. It should have been this person. But it's a really cool experience because you get not only this huge star, but you also get the fans, and you get to a point where you can't decide what you love more, like watching Shania or Pitbull or Kelsey Ballerini, who's coming up this week, like the stardom of them or the fan stories. Like, you kind of fall in love with the fans and you
right.
start rooting for one of them. So it's really special.
That's got to be hard because you're the executive producer, the creator of the show. You and Nate Burleson, who we've had on the show before, you guys do a really great job doing in the episodes that I have seen. And is it harder to book the celebrity or harder to find the right contestants to come there and be in the studio for the show?
Honestly, I feel like it's all equally hard, and yet at the same time, the greatest thing of my entire life.
Yeah.
I think with the stars, it's very difficult to get these huge celebrities to do anything for a first season of a show.
Mm-hmm.
When something's brand new and it hasn't come out and it's not a hit yet, for getting them to say yes was, you know, it takes a lot of work. But I think the people who did sign up for the show, like Pitbull and Kelsey and Shania and Little Big Town, they really attached themselves to the idea that they could give back to their fans in this way. And it was really important to them. So they got it right away. They're like, oh my gosh, yes, I want to spoil my fans.
Right.
And so that was really great. The fan search was months in the making. I mean, we had tens of thousands of entries for each episode, and they had to do, you know, video Zooms with us and casting tapes and fill out forms and take us on video tours of their homes and their merch and background checks. And I mean, it was never ending.
You buried the lead on that one. The background check is what I was wondering about. Like, how many people have active restraining orders out on them by whoever the guest is? Like, that's got to be.
You know what?
Well, we found a super fan.
I love it.
But they're not allowed within 300 yards of the studio while they're there.
We didn't have anyone with active restraining orders.
Oh, I'm sure.
But we wanted to make sure. But, you know, listen, like, I think it was this the first question I get asked. And I think it was just a really important piece of the puzzle to make our stars feel really safe. And you want to make the star feel comfortable because it is a strange thing for them to be like, and the whole audience is fans as well. So
right.
It is a strange thing to be that intimate and hear those stories from people. And so we did everything we possibly could to make the star feel as safe and like as taken care of as possible. And it included all kinds of tests and background and all that stuff.
Well, I mean, I think you guys, you really hit it out of the park, frankly, because this sort of, not thought experiment necessarily, but this sort of environment you put people in, it can be done wrong and it can be screwed up and it can feel not genuine and not organic. And, you know, from the three episodes that I've seen, each one of, whether it was Shania Twain or LL Cool J, which that was the one, my wife's never yelled at the TV. I was yelling at the TV during the LL Cool J one. I was like, no, get the guy in the Kangol hat. Come on. But
I know. Oh my God. He was so cute.
Oh, he showed up and then just watching his soul crushed. I was like, oh no, that's,
I know, but isn't that such good TV? I know we're not supposed to say that, but like, that's what makes great TV, right? Is that you, the first thing the super fans have to do is they plead their case to the star. So like you're saying, Keith in the Kangol hat for LL Cool J, like he's just like, I've dressed like you. I want to be you, like amazing. And then in the first round of gameplay, not spoiler alert, they have to do name that tune and he guesses the song wrong and then he's out. Oh. And it's just like, you just watch him put his head down and, God, it's good TV, though.
It is,
you know,
good
it's
TV.
So crushed, but man, it makes good TV.
We may need to put out a wellness check there on the for the listenership for poor Keith.
I know. Poor Keith.
You're listening to The National Defense. We're joined by Kelty Knight, who, speaking like a true executive producer, it does make good TV to have this sort of interaction on. You know, everyone's got a favorite artist or a group, someone that, you know, their desert island group. And mine has always been the Smashing Pumpkins, and I have enjoyed watching and enjoying Billy Corgan from afar. He's a hero I never need to meet. I don't need to. I want to enjoy him from afar. Who would you pick, as not as executive producer of Superfan, which you can find on CBS or on Paramount Plus, if you could have anyone, if you'd be the one that had the butterflies, the juices flowing, that you'd be excited to name the tune or identify the blurry picture, who's yours?
So I know this is going to sound so cheesy, but, and by the way, I love the Smashing Pumpkins. Like, such a good choice.
Oh, they're fantastic new tour now.
Shania Twain is that for me. I grew up in Canada, and like, I don't know if you noticed the difference, but when I was hosting the Shania Twain episode, my voice was 4 octaves higher than my normal speaking voice. And I literally could have cried, and I was in heaven. I could have won that episode. If I hadn't been hosting the show, I would have definitely competed on the Shania episode, and I think I would have been a real contender. She's like everything to me, and she's like the fabric of who I am. Like, I know all of her music and all of her outfits and the way she like empowers women, and she's just so special. And so for me, I know that sounds cheesy because she was on the show, but
no, it's fantastic.
She really is my number one.
I mean, it'd be sad if you'd said, you know, Engelbert Humperdinck or someone who's passed away. And you're like, well, we can't do that one. We can do a hologram of Liberace, but we can't get out. My wife loved the outfit you were wearing in the Shania Twain episode. Knowing that you're a super fan now, how many different outfits did you go through before you selected, this is what I'm going to wear on national television in front of Shania Twain?
I love this question so much, and not enough people are asking me about my outfit, so I really appreciate you this morning.
You're on a military-themed network. This is where you come for your fashion questions.
This is where you come for your fashion news. Listen, let me tell you. So I was wearing one-of-a-kind Oscar de la Renta thigh-high black rhinestoned boots. That'll give you a visual. But I had seen these boots in a showroom 2 years prior, and I took a picture of them on my phone, and I said, I'm going to wear these boots for something really special. And when we booked Shania Twain, I knew that those boots I was going to wear on the Shania Twain episode. But it's so crazy. They're not even real boots. They're not even real shoes. They were made for an Oscar de la Renta runway. So it's kind of just like fabric slapped around and glued to like the bottom like a little bit of, it's not meant to be worn more than like walking the catwalk and coming back. So by the end of the show, they were like absolutely breaking apart, but that was the most important boot of my life, my Shania boots. And I had to come with the glitter, and I did put a lot of thought into my look for Shania. I put a lot of thought into all my looks, but she was very important to me.
Well, it's pretty clear that, I mean, LL Cool J is so, I mean, that's my favorite episode thus far. And our kids watch, we have two boys, they're fourth and second grade, and they know Mama Said Knock You Out from a recent film that show was featured in, which whenever we ask our listening device to play the song, it always says it's explicit. I'm like, Mama Said Knock You Out, it's not explicit. Come on, what are we talking about? The show is a great show, but your eyes were probably the biggest during that Shania episode, and we're excited. I'm excited to see the Pitbull show you guys just released. Of course, as busy as I am, I got to hit all my stuff on Paramount Plus. I have to do that. But where can they see the show?
Of course.
If they want to see it live, they want to vote. Do you guys say Twitter? Vote on Twitter? Or do you say vote on X? Like, how are
we
you guys navigating
Twitter.
That?
The mental breakdown that I've been having when Elon Musk decided to rename Twitter X 2 weeks before the show came out, when the graphics and the show were already locked, you don't even know the tears that were cried. So I'm calling it Twitter until after our finale this Wednesday with Kelsey Ballerini. I will then call it X after that. But until then, it's Twitter. That's where we do our voting. But everyone can tune into Superfan. We have our finale. Kelsey Ballerini is such a special episode this Wednesday at 9 p.m. on CBS. And then if they're like you, they can catch up on old episodes or stream from the beginning on Paramount Plus. And it's doing very, very well on streaming. So I feel like a lot of people are streamers these days. But it's really exciting.
Yeah, and I mean, they are. It's the changing landscape of media and how people consume their media. And for those of us who've been in the industry for a while, it takes a little bit of adjusting. And sometimes we have
getting
those things
to,
pulled out from under us. Like, what? It's not called Twitter now? It's what?
I know. It's so annoying.
X?
I know. I'm so confused all the time. But you know what the cool thing is? Is that we, you know, I really thought about that. I mean, I thought about every element of the show 100 times over. I'm sure you're getting that vibe. But I really thought about that. And that's why we don't post any of the winners on social media. And we ask the artists not to post any of the winners. We're going to give it like a good couple months so that everyone can take their time, enjoy it on Paramount Plus, not have spoilers out there. And then we're going to celebrate them, you know, in a few weeks. So everyone has a few weeks to catch up on the show on Paramount Plus.
Well,
so I don't want to spoil it for anyone.
It's a great show. You got a great band and you got Kelty Knight and our friend Nate Burleson. You guys both do a great job. It's a fun show. If you haven't checked it out, make sure to do so. If you have been watching it, don't forget to find the finale September 13th with Kelsey Ballerini. Kelty, you've been a lot of fun. We should have you back on the show.
Thank you. Anytime.
You've been listening to The National Defense.